Here is a fascinating story about a pious Jew called Reb Baruch and how his life was spared through a miracle of Hashem. It happened many years ago in a little city in Russia. There lived a very pious Jew called Reb Baruch. He was known for his kind heart and fine character. Everyone had a good word to say for Reb Baruch. In fact, even the minister appointed by the government to be in charge of the townlet where Reb Baruch lived also admired him and praised him for his unusual good deeds. In fact, he appointed him as a supervisor in a nearby lumber yard where logs of wood were being prepared for the railroad tracks. They had to be carefully inspected and accounted for, and Reb Baruch did his job so well and was paid fairly well for his work too. Now in that town there also lived a very cruel tyrant called Alex. He was known for his cruel nature. He hardly had any friends at all, for no one wanted to have anything to do with such a hard and cruel person like Alex. Now, Alex was once hired by the government to work in the same lumberyard where Reb Baruch worked. But his job did not last for long. For having such a cruel and hard nature, he just couldn't get along with anyone, and therefore was fired from his work. Naturally, Alex was disturbed with the fact that he had to look for another job. But what really bothered him most was that Reb Baruch was so highly admired by the minister. Yes, Alex was so very jealous of Reb Baruch, and therefore hated him more than ever before. And children, there can be no greater hatred than hatred that comes from jealousy. So, Alex made a wicked plan through which he tried to do harm to Reb Baruch. And as a result, Reb Baruch's life was in danger. And through an unusual miracle, Reb Baruch's life was spared. Being enraged with jealousy and hatred, the cruel Alex gained entry into the storage where the precious logs were stored away for use on the railroad tracks. You see, dear children, these planks of wood were so very expensive, for they had to be so very hard and strong in order to carry the weight of the heavy steel tracks and the cars that roll over them. Making sure that he was not noticed, he took out 20 logs and brought them over to Reb Baruch's house during the night, when everyone was fast asleep. Alex managed to get into the large barn which stood in the back of Baruch's house and carefully placed the 20 wooden logs in a corner and covered them with some straw and hay which was found in the barn. The next morning, Alex went over to the minister and said to him, "Huh? You think Reb Baruch is an honest person?" "Why do you say that?" asked the minister in surprise. "Well," answered Alex, "come, and I will show you how honest he is." Saying this, he brought the minister over to the barn where he placed the 20 logs and said to him, "See for yourself, sir. Baruch was surely making good use out of the government's precious logs. See, here is where he hides them. He probably sells them for some good profit." "Unbelievable," called out the minister. "Unbelievable. Why, this can't be. Baruch seemed to be such an honest person. If it is true what you are saying, then I will see that he will pay for this crime." I will make sure to see that he will be punished for stealing wood from the government. But remember, Alex, if I find out that it is not true what you are saying, your life will be worthless. Now, the more the minister thought about the 20 logs of expensive wooden blocks found in Rabaruch's barn, the more he became mad. How dare he fool me, he thought to himself. How dare he do such an awful thing like that? He must be punished for his crime. After all, what he stole was government property. And for this, he must be punished in full measure. A few days passed, and all of a sudden, Rabaruch receives a letter in the mail. It read as follows. You are hereby summoned to appear at the minister's office the following Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. Failure to appear at this time will be punishable to the extent of the law. Reb Baruch's face paled with fright, for he just couldn't believe his eyes. He just couldn't understand what it was all about. There must be some mistake, he thought to himself. But I can't take any chance. My life is worthless if I fail to appear on time. Rabaruch called over his wife and gently let her know about the letter he received from the Russian government and about his appointment to be at the minister's office the following Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. Yes, dear children, this was some frightening experience for both Rabaruch and his wife. For they knew of many of their close friends and relatives who received such a summons, that is to appear at the minister's office. And for some unknown reason, either they would be sent away for a long jail term, or just never return back again. For mysteriously, they would just disappear, never to be heard of again. No wonder Rabaruch and his wife were quite frightened and puzzled as what to do next. Where are you going? Asked Rabaruch's wife as she saw him put on his fur-lined coat and tall boots.
I'm going to the Rebbe, he answered.
I must show him this letter. I will let the Rebbe decide as what I should do. After all, who would know better what to do in such a case than the Rebbe himself? Saying this, he bid his wife farewell and left the house. Reb Baruch's wife took out the Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, and began to recite the Holy Tfilos written by David HaMelech, King David of blessed memory. It didn't take long, and Rabaruch returned home. What's the matter, Rabaruch? Why do you have such a puzzled look on your face? Asked his wife. What happened at the Rebbe? And what did the Rebbe say to you? Rabaruch looked up to his wife and said, I just don't understand. I just don't understand. What do you mean by that? Asked his wife. Well, you see, the Alter Rebbe read my letter and then smiled at me. He said, Rabaruch, come back next week and I will tell you exactly what to do. Now, what I can figure out is,
Today is Sunday, and I have to be at the minister's office in 2 days from now. And the Alter Rebbe said that I should come back to him next Sunday, and he will tell me what to do next. Now tell me, my dear wife, can you figure that out? After a few moments of silence, Rebarach's wife called out and said, "Well, one thing for sure. You're not going to the minister's office this coming Tuesday, regardless of what the outcome may be. Let's do exactly what the Alter Rebbe said, and Hashem will surely bless us with Hatzlacha, with total success." Rebarach looked up to his wife and said, "You are so very right. You are so very right. You see, many times Hashem tests us in many different ways only to see how strong and firm we are in trusting in Him and believing in Him. And many times we fail to know exactly in which way to turn. And for this reason, Hashem sends a tzaddik, who through the power of learning Torah and serving Hashem wholeheartedly, is able to see the truth in everything. You see, Hashem grants him this unusual wisdom so that he may bring light to all who turn to him for help and guidance. Yes, everything is so much different when seen through the eyes of a tzaddik." And so, dear children, strangely enough, Rebarach made a strong decision not to go to the minister the following Tuesday, but instead wait until he visits the Alter Rebbe once more the following Sunday and hear what to do next. Yes, dear children, Rebarach's belief in Hashem was truly so firm, and his trust in the tzaddikim, his leaders, emunas tzaddikim, this gave him enough courage to follow the Rebbe's advice and postpone the meeting till further notice. It was Sunday morning, and Rebarach was going to the Alter Rebbe to hear what he was to do next. Rebarach realized that he had to be at the minister's office last Tuesday. He entered into the Alter Rebbe's room and waited for further instruction. The Rebbe looked up and smiled at Rebarach. And in a soft and gentle tone, he said to him, "Rebarach, you may now go to the minister's office, and Hashem will surely bless you with total success. For in return for your good deeds and firm belief in Hashem, you surely deserve to find grace and kindness in the eyes of the minister." "Yes, Rebarach," continued the Alter Rebbe, "you may go to the minister this Tuesday, and Hashem will surely be with you." Upon hearing this, Rebarach sighed in relief, knowing that everything, with the help of Hashem, is going to be all right. Filled with joy, he returned home and told his wife the good news. Again, Rebarach's wife took out the Tehillim and began to recite the holy prayers, pouring out her heart to Hashem, the All-Merciful. Now, though Rebarach was so sure that everything was going to be all right, yet he just couldn't figure out what it was all about. First of all, the strange summons to appear Tuesday by the minister. And again, the Alter Rebbe telling him to delay his appointment for one full week. He kept wondering, what will I answer the minister if he asks me, why did you come a whole week late? Yes, dear children, it's true that everything seemed so puzzling to both Reb Baruch and his wife. But on the other hand, everything seemed to be so different when seen through the eyes of a tzaddik. And strange as it may seem, as soon as Reb Baruch arrived at the door that leads to the minister's office, one of the guards ran over to Reb Baruch and said to him, "Boy, are you lucky that you came today. Hurry, come to the minister. He just can't wait to see you." Reb Baruch just stood there speechless. He just couldn't figure out what was happening. He followed the guard to the minister's office. And lo and behold, as he entered into the room, the minister jumped up from his comfortable chair, ran over to Reb Baruch, and shook his hands vigorously. "Reb Baruch," he called out, "you're alive! Oh my, how wonderful! This is a miracle! My, you are so lucky! Please sit down, and I'll explain everything to you." It all seemed like a dream to Reb Baruch. "What's this all about?" he kept asking himself. After a few moments of silence, the minister said, "You see, Alex tried to prove to me that you stole those expensive logs of wood. In fact, he showed me a stack of 20 logs right in your own barn." Upon hearing this, Reb Baruch called out, "Oh my! How could that be?" "Well," continued the minister, "when I saw the logs of wood in your barn, I became so enraged with anger that I gave over your case to the Federal Crime Department and let them decide to do as they wish. And do you know what, Reb Baruch? They ordered an officer to appear at my office Tuesday morning right before 8 o'clock and have you shot on sight." "But, Reb Baruch," continued the minister, "for some strange reason, you just failed to appear. And you know what? A day later, two witnesses came to my office and said that they saw themselves how Alex broke into your barn and placed the 20 logs there only to get you into trouble. Well, you don't have to worry about Alex anymore. He got what he deserved for his crime. And so far as you are concerned, Reb Baruch, you may return to your position as before, with, of course, a substantial raise in pay. After all, you are still the good and honest Reb Baruch that I know for a long time." And for some strange reason, the minister just didn't ask Reb Baruch for an explanation why he came a whole week late. It was then that Reb Baruch realized that a miracle took place. How Hashem gave the Alter Rebbe the unusual power to guide him in the right path. Yes, dear children, through the eyes of Reb Baruch, everything seemed so strange. Yet, how different everything appears to be when seen through the eyes of a tzaddik.